The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Okay, we're a week out. First of all, congrats. Totally deserved. How has the last week been?
Oh, it's been so much fun. Finally, I'm getting to outwardly celebrate my win because I've been hiding it from everyone. The only person that knew was my husband. But my dad, my sister, and their priors too, they were asking. But nope. So I got to let everybody know. It's been fun.
Yeah, and obviously you won with CT, who you've known for many, many years. Did that make the win a little extra special that you guys kind of did this together?
So special. Yeah. I mean, day one or maybe day two, Bananas and CT and I were like, imagine if all three of us went to the end together, how cool that would be, right? And just like taking it home for the challenge fans, because Johnny Bananas is always like, the challenge people get no respect. And so it was nice to have at least two of us win.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I know, you know, MJ, and you've talked about this before, but she seems to think that it was sort of planned from the beginning, or like maybe your vote for CT wasn't real or whatever. So can you talk to me a little bit about that? Like, had you and CT had explicit combos where you were like, let's go to the end together? And at what point were you like, I don't know, like, I'm going to write his name down. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
So there were statements like, it would be so awesome if me and you were at the end, but there was like, there was no plan. It was just like, it would be cool, but from the same show. So at the end, I wrote his name down because Sandra was saying these things that made a lot of sense to me. She was talking about traitor angels, which is like the person who is a traitor who's keeping you safe the whole time, keeping you from getting murdered, protecting you. So she was like, I think that CT is your traitor angel. I was like, that actually makes a lot of sense. Well, he didn't light my torch and I was so upset. And like, he gave it to John randomly. They don't even talk. They're not even friends. And I was like, okay, maybe he was a traitor at that point and he knew he wasn't going to murder me. So I didn't need to be saved. Then the shield, whenever he pointed out the shield in the cabin mission, I was like, okay, maybe he didn't need the shield because he's a traitor. He gave it to me. So that, you know, kind of helped me out a little bit. So there were a couple things that weren't matching up. His last minute switch vote from Sandra or Kate to Sandra. So I wrote his name down because I wasn't 100% on him, but I was 100% on MJ. So it's kind of disappointing that MJ doesn't recognize that. And also, I'm a very strategic, smart girl. I would never leave my gameplay that I played that whole entire time up to MJ for grabs. Cause I didn't know not to be rude, but like I played a good game. Okay. I wrote notes. I was very strategic. I didn't make emotional votes. Okay. I was just like, this is why this is purposeful. So I wouldn't just leave it up to anyone else.
Yeah. And why? So do we know why she didn't switch her vote to CT? Did she just not think about that?
No, she never... I don't know. Okay. I didn't even ask because I didn't think that she knew. So I didn't ask. I have answers. I don't think she does.
All right. So we've heard about from Sandra, at least, that there was like a smokers alliance or whatever you want to call it. So
Sandra's
maybe
hysterical.
Do you think she was extra hurt because you did have that, like, you guys spent a little extra time together whenever you were smoking, I guess, or whatever?
Oh, Sandra? No, I fully believe that Sandra believes that we had an alliance.
Oh,
I don't know how, but I think she does. I don't know, but that's 100% false because producers made it very clear that like there was no gameplay when cameras were not, no game talk whenever cameras were not on. And so I'm sure that's how it was last season and it's going to be how it is the next few seasons. So we always had people around us that if the conversation shifted toward anything to do with the game, they'd be like, nope, stop talking right now. You cannot talk unless you have the cameras on you. And yeah. So that was not a thing. There was no Gamer of the Lion. Like that's, or Smoker's Alliance, kind of silly.
Yeah. No, I meant like also did MJ, because she spent a little extra time with you, maybe feel a little extra hurt? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. But MJ and I were not very close, which again tells you that I was making strategic decisions, not emotional ones. I knew that she was a faithful. And the sad part is the second time around when we had to vote and I had to write her name down, if Alan had given us the opportunity to throw pouches again, I would have went green, because when I saw the look on CT's face and I knew that I made a mistake, I would have wanted all three of us to win, but we couldn't do that. So the damage was done. Unfortunately, she had to go. Also, she wrote my name down first.
Yeah, like, she did.
Sorry, why are you mad at me? You wrote my name down. I tried to help you.
Yeah. So I know you're talking, you were strategic the whole season. Did you go into the show with prep? Like, okay, I'm going to play like this, or any sort. And I know you've done tons of shows. You've played poker before. Like, yeah, I guess, did you have a strategy, or did you just make it as you went along, basically?
I kind of had a strategy, a loose strategy, that I wanted to be very quiet in the beginning and then dial it up toward the middle. Obviously, I was not quiet the first banishment. That was unplanned. I went against my own rules for myself. But and then you just have to adapt in this game, because you never know who's going to be banished or murdered. You could have like I did, my entire alliance that I was working with was like getting picked off one by one. So every week I had to figure out something new.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, I just want to touch on it, because I actually did see your appearance on Watch What Happens Live, which was fun.
Yay!
I know you mentioned sort of wanting to do unconscious bias training, which I think is great. And we didn't really see this at the reunion, but like, looking back, what are your thoughts on that whole situation? And do you have a relationship with Peppermint at all today, or not really?
So Peppermint and I were able to talk after the reunion. A lot of people went to Peter's mom's house, which was very cute and sweet and very sweet. So I talked to Peppermint for a second, but everyone was having fun. I didn't want it to be like a heavy thing. So I'm going to have respect for her and not say what the conversation was like, but I do think that we have a path like going forward that's in a positive light, right? So she was completely kind and sweet. And and I told her that I had a lot of regrets. So I think moving forward, doing these shows, I would not come in so guns blazing, like everyone's my competition. I mean, when I went in there the first day, I was just like paranoid. I was like, Bananas and CT. I was thinking to myself, Bananas and CT are going to team up together and get me out first. And like, everyone's my competition, me against everybody. And so instead of having that like paranoia, crazy mentality, I think that I want to get to know people a little bit more if I do this again, right? So I think that if Peppermint and I had talked more, if I had like not been so laser focused on the game, we would have been great allies in the game. We would have worked together.
Interesting. Yeah, I love to hear that. I mean, there was a lot of hurt feelings at the reunion. Peter's after party, like, were people having deep combos, or was it very lighthearted?
It was more light. Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't talk to MJ much at all. I don't even know that we talked at all, actually. I think I gave her a hug, but yeah, it was kind of icy.
Did we see Phaedra and Dan interact at all?
Not much. I think he like purposely sat down kind of near her whenever we were eating. And I think Phaedra just has her mind made up, and I don't hate it for her. I mean, like, look, she has a lot of friends. She doesn't need a new one.
Yeah. I do want to ask, do you think like had Kate maybe murdered you instead of Shrey, or was there a path for Kate, or was like pretty much over anyway? What do you think?
I think there was probably a path for Kate. She probably should have murdered me. I should have been murdered a lot, actually, toward the end.
Yes.
But I think that if Kate murdered me, then the girls collectively could have murdered CT, right? And then they would have to turn their sights on maybe Sandra. But then in the end, Kate would have had to take the money from MJ. And I don't think that Kate would have done that. I think that she was uncomfortable being a traitor. I do not see Kate. I think she kind of outed herself at the fire pit when she went green.
Yep, I think so too. I think she admitted that. I think she said something like she didn't feel like she deserved to win anyway, but
yeah, I mean, yeah.
Who do you think was the most successful trader if you had to pick one?
Phaedra. Yeah. My God, I think she's the best trader that I've seen on all the traders that I've watched. I love Phaedra. I think she was phenomenal. And look, success shouldn't be measured in this game by if you won or not, right? Because she was getting it from all angles. She had to fight for herself so many times at the round table. She was put on the spot, asked very specific questions about things, and she always came out on top. And I was like, God, she's so difficult to get rid of. Like, she's so
popular.
Yeah, but also you cannot argue against this woman. She is the quickest person, the most intelligent person. She was the smartest person by far there. And mm-hmm. So, I mean, we had a politician in parliament in the UK she was way better versed with going head to head against someone than he was.
Yeah. It was fun to watch. I loved it.
She's great.
what would your advice be for like faithfuls on season 3?
Oh,
what are some do's and don'ts as a faithful if you want to win?
I like the idea of a trader angel, to be honest. And I think that maybe not verbalizing too much whenever you find a trader that you're pretty sure that they're a trader, maybe just cozy up to them a little bit. And if you are already kind of friendly with them and have a good rapport with them, then absolutely like try to make that work. But if that person doesn't like you, be very vocal against them, because if you call them out publicly, they will have a hard time murdering you. It points directly toward them.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how it goes next year. Cause I definitely think you guys up the game strategy wise. So it'll be fun.
I don't know how they're going to top this season. I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, I'm excited to watch season 3. I have faith in casting. However, it's going to be hard.
Yes. Anyone from the challenge you would recommend that you think might do well?
Oh yeah. I thought about this. Okay. Anissa would be amazing. She's so funny too. And she's like good at everything. Beth Stelarczyk would be great from the early like Los Angeles Real World. Yeah, she'd be brutal. She is just cutthroat, that one. So I think those two would be good.
Yeah. What about what's next for you, Trishelle? Are you done with reality TV? I mean, you've done this for many years. Like, any shows that you're still dying to do?
I'm not done. I want to do more. I had such a good experience on this particular show that I have the bug. I have the itch. I want to do more. I'm a huge Big Brother fan, Sharon. Like, I fangirl so hard. I watched one of Dan's seasons twice, his first season. Oh, wow. I mean,
good season.
I know, it really is. I am that huge of a fan. I would love to do a show like that. Anything strategy, competition. I love that whole thing. More strategic thinking I do like. I would even do like, I mean, there's been rumblings of a New Orleans Housewives or bringing back Southern Charm New Orleans. I think that New Orleans is a fabulous place to film, so I would definitely be open to that as well.
Wow. So you're open to reality TV, but also competition shows.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. I love it.
I don't know.
Put her in the Big Brother house.
Oh yeah. I would love to do Big Brother. I don't know if I could do... Like, oh yeah, I guess it's 3 months. That's a long time.
It is pretty long. It is. But I would love to see it. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. Yeah.
I know we have to wrap up, but any final thoughts on your experience on the traders? Anything we didn't see, anything you wanted to clarify? Did you have fun?
I had so much fun. I mean, it was just such a moment. I remember like it was yesterday when I got out of the car and, you know, to the front of the castle and saw everyone, just seeing Phaedra and like Tamra and Sheree and like those people and Larsa for the first time. These are people that I've watched for years on television, right? And been a fan of. And so it was just to meet them in person, they're exactly the same. The housewives are the same. They are off camera than they are on camera. It's actually fabulous. I love it. Big Brother, I mean, Janelle, she's the GOAT. So is Dan, you know, Sandra. There were so many people that I was excited to meet. But then there's friendships that were unexpected. Like Peter and I are really good friends now. I was like with them in New York last week, or this past week, a couple of days ago. Bergie and I text all the time. Sandra and I are texting. I talked to Tamra, Janelle. I mean, everyone. We all really bonded, and it's so cool to have this experience with these people.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.